have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll-free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll-free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we'd like to do here on Herb Talk Live. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. And thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network. You know what we're going to talk about? We're going to be talking about that injectable birth control drug. Yeah. And what's up with that? And what are the risks? And what women are told. And also we're going to, like I promised, we're going to touch on that lung cancer topic. And if we get time, we may fit in a few other things. We'll see. And we have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform and all of you bold and righteous people out there. You know, I lift you all up in prayer every day. Yep. Yep. We're called Christians. Yep, we follow the Lord. Follow that path. Take thy way. Hope your feet slip and faint. And you faint not and your feet slip not. And you finish that race. And one day you hear, well done, good and faithful servant. Oh, music to your ears, right? You don't want to hear the other one. The other one's not good. You know, the other thing that people are going to hear is not what they want to hear. So I'm hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face, and I'm lifting up all of America. I'm praying for, you know, discernment and wisdom, godly wisdom and discernment for everybody out there so we can make some, you know, really good decisions and see, you know, kind of see through the hype and the deception. We need a godly vision for that sometimes. We do really do. Some of it's real subtle. Some of it's hidden. So let's pray for a spiritual eyesight, shall we? And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quack report, y'all remember Michelle Obama's lunch food program, you know, what the kids didn't want to eat it because there was like no salt, no sugar, no taste, basically. Well, the federal government now, a little upset. The kids aren't eating the food that they're, you know, telling the schools they have to serve. And the reason that schools are serving it is because they get millions of dollars from the federal government to have that lunch program. So the federal government's taken steps to fine schools that don't comply with Michelle Obama's school lunch rules. So the regulation would punish schools and state departments with fines for, quote, egregious and persistent disregard for the lunch rules that impose sodium and calorie limits and ban white grains, no refined flour. So a West Virginia school teacher was threatened with fines because she violated those rules by rewarding her students with a piece of candy for good behavior in June of 2015. Well, the teacher ultimately did not have to pay the fine, but the school had to develop corrective action plans with training on their policies. And the government now seeks to make fines enforceable by regulations. So Section 303 of the law would require that the federal government establish criteria for imposition of fines for all the Department of Agricultural child food programs. So under this section, the Secretary of State agency can establish an assessment against a school or their food authority, or whatever they want to call it, school administration, because of, you know, they want to hand out Jell-O, okay? All right. So the fines, let's get to the fines. The latest sequence of healthy eating by Michelle Obama is going to fine everybody. Well, see, more than 1.4 million students have left the lunch line since Obama's lunch plan in 2010 went into effect because students don't like it. And the schools can't sell it. And the portions were so small and unappetizing that the kids just threw it all in the trash or they didn't go through the line at all. They just waited till they got home to eat. So standards have been blamed, you know, all this failure has been blamed on cafeteria workers, and a lot of them have just walked off their job. And you know what the kids did? They created a black market for salty, sugary, flavored items. So the fines could be hefty. An entire state agency, if it were flagged for persistent violations, for instance, Alabama gets about $210 million, almost $211 million, in cash payments through the school lunch program. So if they got fined 1% of that, it would be $2.1 million in a fine. 10% would be $21 million. Big cha-ching. All over the lunch, guys. Really think about this perspective for a minute. They're fighting over, you know, what's on your cafeteria lunch line? All right, move along in the quack report. Last but not least, giant rats are sniffing out tuberculosis. That's right. Scientists in East Africa are going to exploit the trained rat, highly developed sense of smell, to carry out mass screening for tuberculosis among inmates of crowded prisons in Tanzania and Mozambique. So the African giant pouched rats are trained by Belgian non-governmental organizations. They're known for sniffing out landmines, but now they're developing them to sniff out TB too. So tuberculosis, leading cause of death after HIV from infectious diseases there. Around the world, about 9 million new cases a year and 2 million deaths, according to the World Health Organization on TB. So giant rats going to solve that problem. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. Alrighty, we're going to talk about this injectable birth control drug. Oh, yeah. Injection that is going to do more than you expect. Now, the female menstrual cycle is often referred to as the period, and it is the body's way of preparing for children each month when a female is of the age to conceive. So the cycle is regulated by hormones. Later in life, as a woman approaches menopause, the hormones change and the cycle becomes less and less frequent. Eventually, there is no longer a menstruational cycle and the woman can no longer bear children. So women have dealt with their monthly cycle, which, you know, could sometimes be inconvenient. However, it's a necessity for procreation. However, since 1992, women have been given the option by a pharmaceutical company, drug, to discard their monthly periods with a hormone injection. So this injection acts as a birth control drug. It manipulates the hormones, but it also prevents the monthly period from occurring. So I already know that this is not good, but I wanted to research this treatment and document what the long-term side effect of this therapy could be. So let's take a look. Let's look at that shot. In 1992, the drug manufacturer Pfizer announced a new type of birth control given by injection, which is a 3 to 6 month treatment, so that women can come in every 3 months for the shot, for instance. And what it does is it alters the female hormonal system. This injection is advertised to be more effective at preventing pregnancy than the birth control pill. So the product is called Depo-Provera, and it contains a synthetic progesterone, or DMPA. This synthetic hormone is designed to stop the ovaries from releasing its eggs. So women are treated every 3 months with an injection, which costs about $100, and it's said to be 99% effective. It is also promoted as having additional benefits of stopping a woman's period, so she doesn't have to bother with the discomfort associated with a menstrual cycle. So medicine also is touting that having no period also protects women against anemia, low iron. So the patients are, you know, patients that are not good candidates for this shot, this birth control shot, they can't receive this injection if they have some kind of vaginal bleeding, liver disease, kidney disease, cancer, or they're already pregnant. So this drug is also given to women for endometriosis. It's been given to them since 1967. However, an interesting fact is that the drug manufacturer has, you know, it was denied. The drug manufacturer of this injectional, you know, birth control, you know, shot basically was denied FDA approval to sell it as a birth control or menstrual deterrent in 1970. But then it was approved in 1992. So you have to wonder what happened to change their minds. Well, let's look at the side effects, because drugs always have side effects. And this drug, no different. Most women receive literature on this birth control drug called Depo-Provera as having the side effects of a loss of menstrual period, weight gain of maybe 5 to 10 pounds per year while you're on the drug, headaches, dizziness, depression, abdominal pain, and bone loss. But the WHO has some additional warnings there's additional side effects. So we're going to take a look at this big picture of what this drug can do to women. Therefore, the World Health Organization recommends that due to the health risks, this drug should not be recommended or severely limited in use. The WHO, with the assistance of the Medical Eligibility Criteria and Contraceptive Use Facility of Family Planning and Reproductive Health Care, have a detailed list of why Depo-Provera is not to be used due to the health risks outweigh the advantages. So they have quite a list of side effects, so bear with me as I run through them, and you'll see. So it goes from, you know, bad to worse, basically. So they have a list of itching and rash side effects, nausea and bloating, changes in appetite, feeling tired, swelling of ankles and feet, acne, hot flashes, menopausal symptoms, basically, a breast tenderness, bone pain, dark urine, yellowing of the eyes and skin, seizures, shortness of breath or rapid breathing, chest, jaw, and left arm pain indicating heart attack, unusual sweating, confusion, sudden vision changes, fainting, allergic reactions, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, and throat, slurred speech or weakness on one side of the body indicating stroke, breast nipple discharge indicating breast cancer, multiple risks of arterial cardiovascular disease, deep vein thrombosis or pulmonary embolus, which means blood clots in your lung, unexplained vaginal bleeding, which indicates a serious condition, breast cancer when there was no prior history within 5 years, especially in patients under the age of 35, liver disease like viral hepatitis, cirrhosis, and liver tumors, elevated levels of estrogen called hypoestrogenic effect, which increases your risk of heart attack, high blood pressure and various vascular diseases, ischemic heart disease, stroke, diabetes and neuropathy, delayed return to fertility after stopping the drug, and if a patient has asthma, they shouldn't take the drug. If a patient uses tobacco, alcohol, or has an eating disorder, they shouldn't use the drug. And if a patient is taking drugs for depression, diabetes, heart, or blood pressure, should not use this drug. Wow. I know. That was quite the list. And then, you know, I haven't even gotten to the black box warning that FDA put on this. In 2004, the FDA issued a black box warning for this drug. Bone density was their main concern, as the drug strips minerals out and it affects bone health. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists acknowledged these side effects and asks patients to weigh those negative effects against an unintended pregnancy to justify its use. However, the FDA recommends women not use the product longer than 2 years. Well, an interesting twist is that this drug is given to male sex offenders, and it's used as a chemical castration. So if female patients receive too high a dose of Depo-Provera, it inhibits follicle development while preventing ovulation, so hair loss is a real risk. And the drug changes the cervical mucus to inhibit sperm penetration, and it also causes the uterine inner lining to atrophy, which is also increases the risk of HIV. So this drug is a real threat to young women who one day would like to have children. Yeah. Well, let's look at the mainstream report, because in 2009, ABC News reported on Depo-Provera treatments, and it seems that women taking it prior to menopause and then wanting to come off the drug struggled with withdrawal side effects. So in one case, a 48-year-old experiencing menopause symptoms came off the drug and for 8 months experienced overwhelming withdrawal symptoms, including severe nausea, dry heaves, fatigue, and breast tenderness. So the symptoms were so acute that her doctor put her back on the drug. So the patient stated she would not recommend this drug to anyone. And according to a reporter with the ABC News, when patients were reporting these side effects, their doctors, quote, "The doctors just shrugged their shoulders at the patient complaints." So, by the way, acute dry heaves was never mentioned as a side effect by the drug manufacturer, but it was evident in the clinical trial reports. Can you imagine just having chronic dry heaves? You can't function. You just can't have a day, right? And here's a quote from Dr. Paul Kaplan. He's University of Oregon gynecologist. He says this: the studies on the Depo-Provera have been on its effectiveness, not about long-term use, particularly because it's unusual to be on it longer than 4 to 6 years. But a 2008 study in the Journal of Heart and Circulatory Physiology says the synthetic progestin showed a link to vascular disease in premenopausal women, end of quote. So one problem is that doctors are prescribing this drug to teenagers who forget to take their birth control pills. So they're put on this drug long term, and there is really no studies available evaluating patients on this drug for 15 years or more, yet it is a common practice to put patients on this drug long term. So according to the ABC's news report, women who were on the drug for just 2 years reported serious side effects and withdrawal symptoms. So it would appear that the longer the patient's on the drug, the harder it is to come off of it. Lord, right? And what about that temporary infertility issue? Well, according to doctors, the drug company, women who use Depo-Provera injection may have difficulty getting pregnant within 10 months after discontinuing the drug. So women are told that their fertility will return to normal within 6 to 10 months after discontinuing the injection treatments. However, there are reports of women trying to conceive 2 to 5 years after they stopped getting the injections and still cannot conceive. So these women are told by their doctors that their infertility issue has not been caused by the drug, and that the possible side effect of permanent infertility from this drug is not supported by research. Well, to say the least, these women are extremely frustrated. And it's clear that women are not ovulating 2 years after the drug has been cleared from their system. And if they do ovulate, there's a real risk that their uterine inner lining has atrophied and can't support life. However, there's no studies to support. That's why they're not conceiving, and it's the drug manufacturer's fault. You know, why would the drug company want to do a long-term study to prove that their drug is harmful? Come on. So the other thing we should look at is Planned Parenthood and the insurance plans under the Affordable Care Act generate more profit using the Depo-Provera injected drug than they do using any use of condoms or birth control pills or IUDs. So show me the money, right? Well, there's a reason for design, folks. You know, there's a reason the human body has organs that it has and it functions the way that it does. When you interfere without good cause with God's design, you have consequences. So discarding the period just because it's inconvenient could ruin a female's chances of having children. So it is essentially a chemical hysterectomy. So what would you expect by forcing the body into what is really premature menopause? What would you expect? Oh. Well, level of mortality, let's check it out. There are more young women on the coroner's slab due to the use of birth control than ever before. In such cases, the death certificate will list the cause of death as cardiovascular or pulmonary-related causes because the birth control medications cause blood clots. In 2013, the Canadian Broadcasting Company reported on Bayer paid out over $1 billion to settle lawsuits on their birth control pills, which killed young women. And in 2010, the British Medical Journal reported that there were 52 deaths per 100,000 women when taking birth control, oral injection, even including the transdermal patch drug. So their statistics showed that there are more deaths among women on birth control in the age group of under 39. So here's a quote from the British Medical Journal's report, March 2010. quote, the level of mortality seen in different parts of the world will depend on factors such as levels of oral contraceptive use, duration of use, age at stopping, and prevalence of disease. End of quote. Wow. Well, in 2005, NBC News did a report on the transdermal birth control patch, in which the FDA noticed problems with the product before it went to market, but eventually cleared it to be safe. The Associated Press also obtained reports that the patch offered women 3 times higher risk of blood clots and dying from them. So in 2014, it was the 50th anniversary of birth control. The birth control pill turned 50. Yay, right? This makes you, I think, all this information makes you look at birth control differently. Not so much as a family planning tool, but as a type of voluntary sterilization and population reduction treatment. Think about it. Right? Yeah. It's not 100%, you know, sterilization treatment, but it's grabbing a few. It is. Well, there are some great herbs for birth. They are. There are herbs to help women with childbirth and nursing. I would never advocate using medicinal herbs for abortion or birth control, but, you know, that would be contrary to God's law to be fruitful and multiply. So you can read about a lot of those herbs. There's a whole bunch of them to help mothers to be and after delivery. It's in my ebook, The Power Herbs, so you can download a copy from the Apothecary Herbs website, thepowerherbs.com. And it's just $14.99, but be sure to select from the drop-down your format if you want it in PDF, Kindle, or iPad. And Apothecary Herbs also has herbal formulas for, you know, balancing those female cycles, for improving fertility, and for making that smooth transition through menopause. So whatever the time of life, there's herbs to help that female endocrine system balance itself with just plant nutrition. Now, for the men, we offer the popular male hormone formula as well and the prostate kit. So we haven't left you guys out. Mm-mm. You can call Apothecary Herbs, yep, to order or for a free product catalog. The number is toll-free at 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277. Toll-free, once again, 866-229-3663. Get a free product catalog. And that's where your healthcare options just became endless. Now, if you're on the powerherbs.com website, don't forget to notice they have free herb coupons. Click that green button in the left-hand corner and grab a coupon and use that to save. And sign up for their newsletters, too, while you're there. Free online newsletters go out each and every week. The American Survival goes out on Tuesday, and the Health Quest goes out on Friday. And all empowering, great information you can share with family and friends, because that's what it's about, empowerment, taking the power back, being healthy, being free from, you know, being on medicines for life. Who wants that? You want to be strong and healthy, independent of all that other stuff. That's what I say. God's herbs are good. I see by the clock. We're going to have to take a little break. And when we come back, more information. Be right back.
Making a living the old hard way, taking and giving my day by day. I did snow and rain and a bright sunshine. Checking the land, checking the line. My gold Sammy's purple flowers. They ain't got much for what we got ours. Bright sunshine.
life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010 or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Frank, take taking me back there. You know, every time I hear that, you know what I think of? I think of that Pepsi commercial with Crawford in it. You know, Cindy Crawford, you know, stopping her. What is it? Was that a Ferrari she was in? And she gets out and his two kids. Anyway, that's what I think of when I hear that song. All right. We're going to talk about lung cancer. Of all the cancers, lung cancer is really not talked about all that much. Why is that? Well, there is this, you know, presumption that lung cancer is almost impossible to cure, and this is because most cases aren't caught in time to treat them very well, according to modern medicine. So in the U.S., there's about 170,000 cases each year. So we have over 460 people a day diagnosed with lung cancer, and that's about 28% of all the cancer in the United States. So we spend about $10 billion annually on lung cancer, and we have to find a way really to successfully deal with this disease. So the average age of a person that's diagnosed with lung cancer is 71. Less than 3% of the lung cancer cases are discovered under the age of 45. So, however, it can strike young adults and children too. So what are the chances that you might, you know, get lung cancer even if you don't smoke? Well, the overall lifetime risk is 1 in 13 for men and 1 in 16 for women. So the statistics are showing Caucasian men and women have higher rates of lung cancer than any other black, Asian, Hispanic, you know. So Caucasians taking the brunt of that. What are the causes? Well, most of the lung cancer causes are usually produced by smoking, 90% for the men and 70% of the women, but about 15% of the cases are caused by being exposed to other toxins like asbestos and air pollution, radon, that kind of thing. So lung cancer can also result due to the spread of cancer from other areas of the body, such as breast cancer or bladder cancer. So modern medicine does not list the main cause of lung cancers, and that basically a lot of it's due to poor diet. Let's look at some symptoms. Lung cancer may not alert us, and it can go undetected with virtually no symptoms in the early stages. So lung cancer can take 10 years to progress into an untreatable stage. And the most notable symptoms is an ongoing cough, which progresses to severely causing chest pains, hoarseness when you speak, fatigue, weight loss, difficulty breathing, wheezing, shortness of breath, frequent bouts of pneumonia and bronchitis, and even coughing up blood. So for the most part, 50% of the lung cancer cases are first diagnosed in the last stage where the cancer has spread to other areas of the body. Only 16% of the cases are caught early enough to treat. Yeah, I know of a family member who went into the hospital to get a standardized check x-rays, you know, standard procedure before you have surgery. He had to have a hernia operation. And sure enough, what they find on the chest x-ray, but lung cancer. So there you go. Let's look at some research. While modern medicine looks for a wonder drug or other expensive intervention to treat lung cancer, some researchers discovered that diet is the single most influential element that can protect smokers from getting lung cancer. Dr. Gladys Block, while working at the National Cancer Institute, discovered there are 30 scientific studies which confirm a common natural antidote for lung cancer. And Dr. Tim Byers of the CDC confirms Dr. Block's finding that all of the cancers, including lung cancer, which is the most highly influenced cancer, by diet alone. So the research is pointing to diets which are devoid of fruits and vegetables that increase the risk of lung cancer. So the carcinogen in tobacco is more potent to those individuals with poor diets. And I guess if you're working in an industry, like maybe if you're a welder, or maybe you work in woodworking, a lot of wood dust you're breathing in, that doesn't help either. Well, let's look at this vegetable deficiency. Medical researchers and physicians and the Cancer Institute and the CDC are all in agreement that's there's scientific evidence pointing to vegetable deficiency that can make you a target for lung cancer. Actually, it's the vegetables and fruits that help protect the body from lung cancer, especially if you once smoked or you're currently smoking. One important thing to remember is that vegetables should not be cooked to death, okay? Don't cook them to death. Try to eat more fresh, raw stuff. Some people, especially in the southern regions of the U.S., they like to cook food, and they call it until it's tender. Well, cooking changes the chemicals in your plants, and you're not going to get those live enzymes and complete nutrition if you expose them to heat for too long. So what foods would be best? Well, if you want to beef up your diet and protect yourself from the cancers, important foods that have yellow, orange, and green pigments, so fruits and vegetables with that, put those in your diet. Foods that seem to have a little more protection are the foods with the orange pigment to them. So they contain the more beta-carotene. You want to look for the deep orange color or the deep green chlorophyll color in your foods. Science isn't really sure why beta-carotene and chlorophyll foods are antidotes for lung cancer, but they are. So research that was done at State University at New York, Buffalo, suggests that diets rich in beta-carotene offer 30 to 60% protection against getting lung cancer. Dr. Marilyn McKeese and at Johns Hopkins University, they conducted a landmark study which suggests that when you don't get your fruits and vegetables, the beta-carotene levels decrease in your blood. In 1983, Dr. Menkes discovered that a majority of the lung cancer patients had very low levels of beta-carotene. Further research showed her that patients with the lowest beta-carotene levels had twice the lung cancer rate. So the evidence was kind of overwhelming that Dr. Menkes could predict with the blood beta-carotene levels which smokers would develop a deadly form of lung cancer within 10 years. So if you don't eat your carrots, oranges, green leafy vegetables, you actually quadruple your risk of getting lung cancer, according to science. Now, the National Cancer Institute is trying to figure out how to take carrots, make it into an anti-cancer drug. I say just eat carrots, you know. All right, let's look at a carrot a day. British researchers at the Imperial Cancer Research Fund report that eating a carrot each day made a big anti-cancer difference. Dr. Regina Ziegler of the National Cancer Institute reported that if you eat half a cup of beta-carotene-rich foods or deep green leafy vegetables each day, made a big difference between low and high risk among smokers and ex-smokers, especially. The research is suggesting that if we can obtain the cancer protective dose just by eating a carrot a day. So how easy is that, right? Since individuals are different and the carrots can have a different impact, it may take 2 or 4 carrots a day for some individuals to get that protective antidote level of beta-carotene up in their blood system. So you may have to hit it hard for a while, get the beta-carotene flowing. Other research, University of Alabama, discovered that the power of folic acid in your green vegetables fight cancer. Lung cancer patients have lower levels of vitamin B, which weakens their cells, makes them more vulnerable to lung tumors. Folic acid, your vitamin B, is found in your high concentrations in foods like spinach, collard greens, turnips, beet greens, broccoli, and Brussels sprouts. Dried beans also have folic acid, and the University of Hawaii, their studies of various vegetables found tomatoes also cut the risk of lung cancer because of the beta-carotene richness in them. They report that tomatoes will cut your lung cancer risk by 7-fold for women, 3-fold for men. It seems to do better. Beta-carotene could cut the risk of cancer 3-fold in women and 2-fold in men. Overall, and they report that it was possibly the lutein or the lycopene that's the anti-cancer element in your tomato, but they're not really certain. They're just, you know, suggesting that's what it is. Well, I mean, and if you look at some of your ancient therapies, you know, why people used herbs, they probably didn't know the science behind it, but they just know it worked. Apothecary Herbs has the dandelion root that you might want to check out. The Windsor Medical University in Quebec, Canada, found in 2012 there's something in the dandelion. They're not really sure what. It kills all known cancer cells. Doesn't matter what kind of cancer you have, it just kills it. So if you have a stubborn cancer, I like to use dandelion with some other herbs to kind of layer up the synergistic effect. So there's lots you can do. You can boost the immune system with astragalus root. You can add some other herbs to really knock it out, blood cleansing herbs especially. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs if you're interested in learning more about that. Plus, they do have the rich chlorophyll plants in their Body Foundation food mix, along with beta-carotene, amino acids, vitamins and minerals, and plant proteins. It's a scoop of powder. You throw in a smoothie or your favorite juice, and off you go, right? The best way to get all that nutrition, very broad spectrum. So check that out. It's called Body Foundation Food Mix, and you can get it at the powerherbs.com website. That's the folks at Apothecary Herbs. That's their site. Or you give them a call, get a free product catalog, and order over the phone, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. If you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. All right. We have just a few minutes left, so we have time to jump into our congestive heart failure topic. Well, I know anybody out there? You know, family, friends that have that issue? I've known family that have had that issue. And no fun. You just don't have a life if you have that congestive heart failure hanging over your head. And a lot of people, you know, we've talked about it before. And still, I get calls about it. So from time to time, we'll bring it up again and go over some of the healthy information that will empower you through this. I never like to say it's too late for people to improve their health, but a lot of people wait and wait and wait to do anything, and they get weaker and weaker, and it's just harder to overcome a situation. I pray you don't do that. You don't want the body to get so weak that, you know, the reality of coming back, not going to be too good. We have to be good stewards of our body and do, and, you know, we need to leap forward like a gazelle and get to it instead of just, you know, twiddling thumbs, okay? So let's get to some facts. We have 5 million Americans currently existing, really not living, with congestive heart failure because they don't have any energy. If you check hospital surveys, you'll find that congestive heart failure is one of the main reasons people over the age of 65 years of age check into the hospital. So check your family tree, see if you have relatives that have suffered from this condition, because, you know, we tend to live like our relatives, and we pick up bad habits that can lead us down the road to heart failure. Let me read you this quote by Julien de Lemaitre. She says, these numbers are staggering as far as the heart failure steps. In fact, incomprehensible, all the accounts that we are dealing with, it's the greatest health risk in human history. You know, if you work at a hospital, you see, you know, who's coming in, and, you know, congestive heart failure is a big, big moneymaker for a lot of hospital admissions. So what are the symptoms? Well, if you have a congestive heart failure, it's a bit different than those that say they're having a heart attack. The name congestive heart failure describes not a sudden collapse in the heart attack, like in a heart attack, but it's a gradual weakening of the cardio system, and failure of the heart, the pump, is what you'll end up with. So when this occurs, you know, body fluids don't circulate properly, nor do they get excreted from the body properly, and then you tend to have a fluid buildup called edema. Sometimes it happens around the heart and lungs. Some people have swollen ankles and feet because their heart's not strong enough to pump these fluids out. Some people end up with congestive heart failure going through chemotherapy treatments, especially women with breast cancer. So the chemo really does attack and destroy, weaken the heart. So the heart becomes enlarged if you have congestive heart failure, and this affects the left ventricle of your heart, and the heart is still pumping, however, at a ridiculously reduced rate, and therefore your oxygen-rich blood is not getting around the body like it should. So a good way to think of congestive heart failure is that the heart is constipated, much like a valve gets backed up and can't move. With congestive heart failure, blood backs up into the veins, it swells the legs, the ankles, your feet. Fluid is not exiting the body through the kidneys like it should, since the pump doesn't have the adequate pressure to get those fluids back up through the pulmonary system and through the kidneys. And so you have this congestion, and then people start getting sepsis or pneumonia or other secondary conditions. So needless to say, if you have suffered from this problem, you will have shortness of breath, no energy, poor digestion, weight gain, memory problems, high blood pressure. You may even have heart valve disease. Plus, you're hoping your insurance is going to cover the cost of this. You know, you can't even go shopping. People have to get in the hover round thing and go through the store because they don't have the wherewithal to go through the store. Well, what does allopathic do about it? Allopathic treatment, your modern medicine. Your mainstream medicine really is just bent on managing your condition for you as long as necessary until basically you croak. If you are told to, you know, rest, weigh yourself every day, check for increased fluid, making you weight gain, stay off your processed salt, eat healthy with no saturated fats, take your prescription medications, and keep your follow-up appointments and a copy of your medical history with you at all times, just in case, and try to avoid that surgery. Though there are a variety of drugs that they give you to address just the symptoms of heart failure, not the cause of it. There's ACE inhibitors. What else is there? Oh, my God. There's beta blockers. There's a whole list of them. It's too long a list to report. I mean, we'd be here forever. Now, Ashley Monahue, she says this: the doctor has been taught to be interested not in health but in disease. What the public is taught is that health is the cure for disease. Well, let's look at some warnings. Got to do your homework on those medications they're going to recommend. You might want to visit the website worstpills.org, and you'll dig up a lot of information on the drugs that the MD is going to give you for heart failure. For instance, there's a listing on Inspra. It's a principal risk Inspra drug. They use it for other conditions, sometimes fatal. You may have arrhythmia of the heart using it. Personally, if the treatment is not going to really strengthen your body and help you get rid of the disease, why would you want to just suppress symptoms of the disease? Just so you're comfortable until, you know, you take your last breath. That's basically what they do for you. All right, so what about if we do something else, right? If what we're doing is not working, it's time to do something else. Remember I said heart failure, the congestive heart failure is like a constipation of the cardiovascular system. So there, if there's a constipation, how do you fix that? Well, just like with constipated bowels, you clean it out. You make sure you don't junk it up again with poor diet, and you keep things moving. Use super nutrition and help stimulate to strengthen the cardio system. So with cardiovascular problems, it involves a system starving for nutrition, which is missing from our modern diet. Many of the natural fats and oils that are basically in foods and grains, for instance, that are necessary for a healthy heart, they've been removed by processing to help prevent spoilage and extend shelf life. So a strong cardiovascular system also needs mineral nutrition for electrolytes for steady heartbeat, and it helps keep the arteries and the veins clean. So current farming practices have actually depleted a lot of those minerals from the soil, and you have an inferior product. So it's really up to us to back up that lifestyle with some more nutrition. So you want to avoid a lot of those processed foods, a lot of those preservatives. I have an 8-ingredient list rule. If you're picking up a product, you're reading about it, and it has more than 8 ingredients, you definitely want to put it back. And even the 8 ingredients that you're reading, make sure they're all good. There are healthy oils in there, and there's nothing in there that's really going to cause you a health concern down the road if you eat that. So it's really getting back to cooking your own meals and not using prepackaged, you know, frozen stuff, microwavable stuff. Don't do that. Keep your food simple, okay? Your protein, your vegetables, your fruits, some whole grains. You'd be surprised what the body does when it gets some straight up nutrition, really. And I think people just have gotten away from that out of convenience sake. I think their taste buds have been conditioned for sweet and salty. And by the way, the salt's the wrong salt. It's been processed and all the minerals are taken out. All of them, 84 of them, gone a bye-bye. And then they just maybe they'll throw in some iodine. But those minerals are important for electrolytes in your system and for your nervous system to send a proper electrical impulse to your heart muscle. It's also, salts are also counter-regulatory for fluids, so you don't have dehydration and you don't have edema. So you have to have salts, okay? And science already knows this, and that's why when you get wheeled into the hospital, what's the first thing they do? They hook you up to a saline drip because your cells need salt. It helps strengthen the cell walls so they don't collapse or explode. So, but when you get the right salt, you don't have to worry about that stuff, and you don't have bulging veins and legs. You don't have, you know, all that stuff because it strengthens cell walls. And it helps regulate fluids. If you check the ocean water compared to the amniotic fluid fetuses little babies float around in, they're identical. So you need salts. You just don't need the processed stuff. So, I mean, when I discovered real salt, this was back, I want to say, in the late 80s, I was amazed. I was like, you're going to knock me over the feather. So if you want some sun-dried Celtic salt, it's very different than processed salt. And it doesn't make you thirsty when you use it. So the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they have the salt if you want to check it out. It is cardiovascular friendly. It does not promote hypertension because it has the minerals that the cardio system needs. Okay? You just don't go crazy with salt. You'll actually use a third less salt when you get some mineral-rich salt. And by the way, sun-dried ocean salt, not the same as a Himalayan mined salt. Be careful there. Mined salts can have shale, and that can clog your kidneys, so FYI. So if you're interested and formulas to strengthen the cardio, which would be plant-based calcium formulas, the heart blood pressure cholesterol formula, and a bunch of other stuff there, including the salt. Go to the heart section on the powerherbs.com website. They even have a portable heart attack pack as a backup just in case. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com. Give them a call. Get a catalog, 866-229-3663. Take the power back. Get empowered, strengthen that body, okay? And the symptoms go away. You don't have to manage them. They just go away. ThePowerHerbs.com, 866-229-3663. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Mm-hmm. Yep. God's herbs are good. I'm out of time. That went quick. I'll be back, though. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.